Good morning. A northwest breeze overnight continued to push temperatures down in most everyone, starting in the 20s and lower 30s this morning, but that wind persistent at about 5 to 15 miles per hour is making it feel even colder, with wind chill values in the upper teens into the 20s. So a chilly start to the day today with high pressure building in. The brisk weather will continue through the morning and into the afternoon, although we will enjoy just about full sunshine across the region, exceptions being downwind of the Great Lakes, where we'll pick up some clouds that'll mix with the sun, and into northernmost New York and the Champlain Valley, some clouds as well. Still, temperatures will rebound back into the lower to mid 40s for afternoon highs. That high pressure center will slide off to the east tonight, and temperatures will drop back toward freezing once again. A return southerly flow around the backside of high pressure will combine with mostly sunny skies on Friday to bring much milder air into the region, as highs will reach into the upper 50s to round out the work week. The next system will dive into the Great Lakes and head in our direction for the weekend. With mostly cloudy skies, there is the risk of a few showers on Saturday. It'll be breezy with temperatures topping out in the upper 50s during the middle of the day, but then readings will fall late Saturday afternoon. A colder system will come in for the second half of the weekend. It'll be quite windy and colder on Sunday, with a mix of sun and clouds and a few leftover rain and snow showers, as highs only bounce back into the mid-40s. It'll stay chilly with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday in the mid-40s before pushing into the lower 50s on Tuesday and Wednesday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a front settling slowly south across the Florida Peninsula will extend west over the Gulf of Mexico and then be wedged well southwest over mainland Mexico going through the remainder of the week. Plenty of clouds and areas of rain are expected north of this front, extending from the southern plains across the lower Mississippi Valley. Some of the heaviest rain will be focused over central Texas, including the Hill Country, where they'll remain a threat for flash flooding. The soil here remains saturated, and any additional rainfall will aggravate ongoing flooding concerns. The expansive area of clouds and rain will also continue to keep temperatures well below normal for this time of year, and in some cases, the highs will be 20 to 30 degrees below average. Meanwhile, a cold front will continue to push off the eastern seaboard as a large area of cool and dry high pressure noses across the Ohio and Tennessee valleys and toward the coast through the end of the week. The cold air dropping southeast across the Great Lakes is likely to result in some lake effect rain and snow showers downwind, but later today this will taper off and warmer temperatures should then begin to spread back north up the central and northern plains, including the upper Midwest, where readings will go back above normal. The milder trend, though, will be short-lived as a new cold front will drop south from Canada by tomorrow, and across the Midwest, moisture surging ahead of this front will allow for an area of showers to develop as it will move east by late in the day Friday. Elsewhere, the western United States should generally see dry and tranquil weather with temperatures near or slightly above normal. At Mount Washington this morning, 1/16th of a mile visibility with light snow, blowing snow and fog, 9 above zero, with a northwest wind at 62, gusting to 76 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, partly cloudy and 12 below zero. In Albany on the hour, mostly clear skies and 33 degrees, the dew point 21, 61% relative humidity, a northwest wind at 8 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.24 inches and rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City sunny and windy near 50, Boston sunny and windy in the mid-40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny and breezy with highs in the mid-40s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 57 degrees, the low 39, the average temperature 48, that's 1 degree below normal. A trace of precipitation yesterday, 2.65 inches for the month, which is 58 hundredths of an inch above normal, and 34.53 inches for the year, which is 3.01 inches of precipitation above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 59 degrees, the average low, 39, the record high, 84, set in 2016, and the record low, 22, in 1978. Sunrise this morning, 7:12 a.m. Sunset this evening, 6:08 p.m. 10 hours and 56 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the mid-20s to lower 30s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and windy today with highs in the mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight, lows in the lower to mid-30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, windy today with highs right around 40. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, mostly sunny and windy today with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Mostly sunny, windy today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 30s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly sunny and much milder upper 50s. Mostly cloudy in the upper 50s Saturday with scattered showers. A mix of sun and clouds, windy and turning colder Sunday. A few rain and snow showers mid-40s. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy mid-40s Monday. Scattered showers Tuesday, lower 50s. And a mix of sun and clouds with highs back into the lower 50s on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.